Okay, so today we're diving into the world of commissioning custom art. And I know for some people it can feel kind of like, oh, I don't know, a little bit exclusive, maybe even a bit intimidating.
Right, like you need some secret handshake to even get started.
Exactly. But we're here to demystify all of that. And honestly, after digging into this stuff, I've realized it's way more approachable than it seems, like way less scary than I thought.
It really is. And what's great is that there's so much information available now.
Right.
Like, take this artist, Graham Watts, his website.
Yeah.
That's what we're using as a starting point, right?
Yeah.
And he just lays everything out step by step, no mystery.
I love that. His whole site is like, here's how we make some awesome art together. It was just so refreshing to see.
Totally. And you know, that kind of transparency is so key in these creative collaborations.
Absolutely.
It benefits everyone involved. The artist knows they're capturing your vision. You know what to expect. No surprises. Everyone wins.
Right. No one wants to feel like they're like fumbling through some Art 101 class.
Exactly.
And his approach, it's like he's saying, hey, I got this, you're in good hands, which I'm guessing most artists try to do.
Absolutely. Having a clearly defined process, it's pretty standard practice these days, protects both the artist and the client, sets the stage for a smooth collaboration. So, what stood out to you from his breakdown?
Well, first off, the detail. I mean, he really breaks it down into manageable chunks from that initial conversation of like, okay, what are we even trying to create here? To the actual design, the materials, the delivery, everything.
And even if someone's not, you know, in the market for a masterpiece right this second,
Yeah.
just understanding these steps is so insightful.
Totally. It's like a behind the scenes peek into this whole world.
Exactly.
But okay, let's say you are thinking about commissioning a piece. Maybe you've got this blank wall staring you down and you just don't know where to begin.
The blank canvas conundrum. We've all been there.
Right. So Watts' site, step one, it all starts with visualizing your space.
It's all about context. Because a piece that might look amazing in a huge living room could be totally overwhelming in like a cozy reading nook.
Oh, totally.
That's where I love that designer trick using painter's tape to actually outline the dimensions of the artwork on your wall.
Oh, that's smart.
Makes a huge difference.
It does. Because it's one thing to like measure it out, but to actually see that space, that's next level.
Totally. Helps you visualize the final product.
Yeah.
And speaking of vision, that leads us perfectly to step two, which is that crucial first meeting with the artist.
Okay, but this isn't like a job interview, right?
Right.
I'm picturing more of a, relaxed brainstorming session,
Exactly.
sharing ideas, inspiration, maybe a Pinterest board or two.
Precisely. It should feel like a creative exchange of energy and ideas,
Yeah.
where you're both establishing a shared vision, not just about like the logistics, but the overall feeling you're going for.
Yeah, because you could say, I'm thinking something with a vibrant sunset, but the artist might be picturing something totally different.
Exactly. Getting on the same page visually, it's essential. Finding that artist who gets you and vice versa. Watts even mentions that he's open to like actually visiting your space if you're local, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, that's a nice touch. Though these days, video calls, they work wonders too.
Oh, for sure.
Especially if you're not geographically close.
Absolutely. But regardless, it's about that open dialogue. That's what sets the stage.
Okay, so you've had that initial chat, you're vibing with the artist, but then comes the part where I think some people might start to, I don't know, maybe get a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, okay, we're not just talking, we're making this thing.
Things are getting real.
Exactly.
It's understandable to feel a little apprehensive when you're essentially entrusting your vision to someone else. And not to mention, you know, your hard-earned cash. But Watts, he addresses this directly on his site. Like he breaks down the entire production process, including things like payment milestones, a detailed schedule. It's all there.
I like that because while that might sound kind of, I don't know, boring at first, it's actually really reassuring
Oh, for sure.
because it's like, okay, this isn't some, shady operation.
Exactly.
Here's a plan.
It shows a level of professionalism, which honestly you should expect from any artist that you're commissioning.
Yeah.
This is a business transaction for something that's one of a kind.
Exactly. Which brings us to, I think, the really fun part, the actual design process. This
Yes.
is where it all starts coming together.
Where it goes from idea to reality.
And I have to say, one thing that caught my eye on his site was that he actually gives like a price per square inch.
Yeah. It's such an interesting approach, isn't it?
Yeah.
It takes the guesswork out of pricing, which can be really helpful for people who haven't done this before.
It's so smart.
Yeah.
Because suddenly it's like, oh, a huge statement piece. Maybe that's not completely out of reach.
Exactly. You can actually break it down, budget for it.
Right.
It makes it feel more attainable.
And the best part is he's still clear that it's a collaborative process. It's not like you're just picking from, like, a catalog of pre-made designs.
Oh, absolutely not. It's about working together, refining that concept, choosing colors, discussing textures, really making sure every little detail aligns with your vision. And, you know, if at any point you're feeling unsure about something, that open communication we talked about earlier is crucial. Don't be afraid to speak up, ask questions, share what's on your mind.
Yeah, that's so important.
Because ultimately, the artist wants you to love the end result, so you shouldn't hold back. Now, Watts does mention that he works primarily with oil paints, which, you know, they take a while to dry.
Right.
But he's really upfront about that, factors it into the overall timeline, which I appreciate.
Yeah, and speaking of, like, thinking of everything, did you catch that part about the hanging hardware?
Oh, yeah.
He even includes that.
It's a small detail, but it makes all the difference.
Huge, because nobody wants to deal with that after they've just gotten this, you know, amazing piece of art.
Exactly. It's about, like, exceeding those expectations.
And speaking of exceeding expectations, we have to talk about the testimonials on his site. Because I feel like those add a whole other layer of, like, okay, this is legit.
Testimonials are so powerful, especially when we're talking about art, right?
Right.
It's personal, it's emotional.
And these aren't just your generic great job comments. Take Sandy's testimonial. She's so specific about what she was looking for, how easy he was to work with.
And that detail about, like, her house guests always complimenting the artwork. Genius. It's like subtle social proof.
Subtle brag.
Right. But it speaks volumes.
That was effective. Before we go down the rabbit hole of analyzing testimonials,
right,
there's one more I wanted to touch on. Kirk's. It's just, I don't know, it's different.
It is. It's more, like, visceral.
Yeah.
It really captures that emotional depth a commissioned piece can have.
Right. Yeah. It's like he's not just describing the painting itself, but the way it makes him feel.
Exactly.
He even talks about, like, seeing the artist's mind's eye, which I thought was so interesting.
It speaks to that deeper connection you can have with art. You know, it's not just about, oh, I have this pretty thing hanging on my wall. It's about, like, connecting with the artist's vision, their craft, their unique way of seeing the world.
And when you find a piece that really speaks to you on that level, whether it's commissioned or something you find in a gallery, it's more than just art, isn't it?
It becomes a part of you almost.
It becomes, like, a treasured possession, a conversation starter.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but I think if there's one big takeaway from this whole deep dive into commissioning art, it's that it's not this impossible dream.
Right. It's not just for, like, the ultra wealthy or something.
It's more accessible than people think.
Exactly. And even if you never actually commission a piece, just understanding the process, it gives you a whole new appreciation for art in general.
Oh, totally.
And honestly, so much of what we talked about today, that emphasis on clear communication, being on the same page creatively, that applies to, like, any creative field.
Absolutely. Photography, design, you name it.
If you're working with a creative person, those are the fundamentals.
So on that note, dear listener, what would your dream commission be? A giant portrait of your cat, a sweeping landscape of your childhood home. The possibilities are endless.